My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chunky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Hopefully it's a payday Friday for everybody.
I believe it is. You can ask Jason Bishop. He's usually on top of that.
Yes, it is.
Very good. It's a good thing.
Try and put 20% in savings.
He is on top of that.
Always.
You don't get the thrill, though, of going to Colette anymore.
It's been a long time.
That's been years. That's been a long time.
I don't even know where Colette is.
I thought of you the other day because I actually went inside a bank. And I have to tell you, I haven't been inside a bank 5 years.
Really? It's been that long?
Uh-huh. I don't go to banks.
Yeah,
I don't go very often.
You know,
either.
You're lessening your exposure to being caught up in a bank robbery.
All I could think about was I was waiting for the heist.
What they call it? The jugging. What do they call it?
Jugging. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Not really in the bank. That's more like coming
outside
out
the bank,
or
yeah.
going into the
yeah,
bank.
Yeah. My wife sent me that story. I didn't even bother to read it.
By the way, to foil that would be stick your money in your sock at the bottom of your shoe. Might be a good way.
Well, I mean,
might be a good way to be like, hey, I don't have any money on me.
I got nothing.
Empty your pockets. Okay. No money in my pocket.
I mean, is this some sort of revelation?
It's underneath my tube sock.
No.
Everybody knows when you're leaving a bank, the general assumption is a lot of people, I don't know what percentage, but probably have a big sack of money on them.
Yeah.
You know, some are making deposits.
Yeah.
But many are going there maybe before vacation or, you know.
50% at least.
But I haven't been in a bank in 5 years. That might be 10 years.
Might be a decade.
I just don't go to banks.
Yeah.
I've been to an ATM.
Yeah.
Even then, usually if I need money to say, D, you got some cash.
Right. Cash. Sure.
So had to go in there to close. It was actually a little bit, I thought a lurch in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I thought a lurch because, first of all, no one was in the bank.
Just ghost alone. Town.
I don't think anybody goes to the bank anymore. There was nobody in the bank.
It's an old person Super Bowl type of thing. Banks, post offices.
Yeah.
Are the people that pretty much populate those two places.
So nobody was in there. So that also made me a little bit more scared. I was just totally perplexed and how people can, I always am, how you can work at a bank knowing that you're going to, at some point in your career, you're going to be robbed.
You would think.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're gonna be, the, yeah. You know, I don't know how people do it. But I had to meet them to close my son's custodial account. We had an account in both joint names. Mm-hmm. You know, he's slowly getting his footing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, asked me if I could close out the joint account because he couldn't do it. And so I transferred the money to him. So I had to sit down with a guy in the little office.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Did you get a lollipop?
Felt like a bigger sitting duck.
Sure.
Get a lollipop or something. Lollipops. I would have taken one.
Is your bank properly fortified, like bulletproof glass? Does it seem secure? Like, are your tellers behind glass?
They are, but yeah, I mean, you just stand up on top of the thing, and you could.
Oh,
you know.
No, not at my main bank. There's no breaching their bulletproof glass. It goes from the counter
floor
level
to ceiling
all the way up
the
ceiling.
Ceilings at my bank are like 20 feet high.
Okay,
and so it's mind-boggling to me.
Right.
How insecure that is.
Sure.
And, by the way, also, the manager guys that are walking around and closing deals and stuff, they're so vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could never work in a bank in a million years. I'd have diarrhea like Lurch every day. I'd have too much anxiety. I don't know how they do it.
I don't go often. I probably go once a month. But, yeah, I mean, the bank I go to, there might be one person in there.
And think about how it was 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lines out the door.
Meanwhile, I wake up this morning and there's a worldwide IT outage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if that affects the bank.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people are saying that their ATM's not working, that they can't access their account. Like, people are panicking.
I immediately thought of
Flights Are Grounded,
Live Free or Die Hard, the 2007 movie where it's a fire sale. We're in the midst of a fire sale, is what they call it in the movie. Where
is that the Bruce Willis Die Hard movie?
Yes. Yes,
the third or fourth installment.
Fourth installment.
Oh, JP, I think
it goes
I saw
the
that.
Original Die Hard.
Is that the one where he was hanging off a plane at one point?
Yes, the Live Free or Die
so
Hard.
So ridiculous.
You know it well, but
it's realistic.
In a nutshell, the bad actors, they target the infrastructure, all of the computers. We're in the midst of a fire sale, boys. Just hang on.
I thought my computer wasn't going to work this morning. The story is a widespread Microsoft outage has disrupted flights, banks, media outlets, and companies around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But my Microsoft is working.
I mean, my Windows are bazillion.
Mine is working too, but I'm too scared to check my bank accounts or, you know, I'm too scared.
I already checked my 401k. All's well. I mean, that's for, like, when you hear that hackers are getting into everything, you think they're going to go in and siphon all of your money away.
I actually think that they're not going to siphon off.
All good.
Okay. But I think it's designed to cause panic.
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely, I would be panicked if I was at an airport and I was trying to say fly at home from Vegas and they ground.
Oh, there's
all
people
flights.
Sitting right. in all the airports.
People
right
just
now.
Stranded.
I mean, God only knows. Now, hopefully, they fix this in a couple hours.
Yeah,
I mean, IT outages happen, but this is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely crazy, and I don't know.
I got an email from American Airlines already. I fly tomorrow.
Oh, you might be in trouble.
No, it was an offer. They're looking to offer you. I'm not changing my flight, but you know when they'll offer you
cash?
Something. If I got an offer for like four figures, done.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the offer?
You know what? I clicked on it, and it was kind of a runaround.
Mm.
You then have to find a flight, a
you
different
have to find
flight,
your own flight.
Yeah, and I just checked out of it.
Yeah,
but
my
there'll be some offers.
Do that kind of thing all the time. There'll be an airport when they offer up a seat for
right.
dough. They hold out, and
mm-hmm.
then they'll take it because they don't care.
Right.
They care. Their kids are all grown. Mm-hmm. They do whatever
sure.
they want. Retire.
Take a later flight.
Yeah,
I mean, the headline
flight.
Here from American Airlines on this email, are your plans flexible? There's a confirmation code. It says you can move your flights at no charge. If your plans are flexible, we have a few options you may consider. Then I clicked on that because I was intrigued. I mean, I could go later. And it says no flights available and...
Yeah.
It becomes a whole pain
yeah,
in the neck.
They're trying to scam you in some way or another.
Well, I right. don't know.
Are
they
you
do
flexible?
That weird overbooking bit cakes, which is infuriating
right.
as a customer. You know, because it happens to people where you buy your ticket and then they tell you they don't have a seat.
I don't fly enough for that to have really affected me. Usually
well,
when
I've
I buy
seen
my
it
ticket,
happen.
I have my seat. I'm
Drabby,
good to go.
What's been the effect here at the station with the Microsoft outage?
Station's not on the air.
Oh,
yeah. So are we just on the internet right now?
Oh, no, our station is.
We're fine.
Right. There are other stations, though, that are right now grounded.
Right.
Mm. I don't know if they've gotten up in the last few minutes, but.
Yeah, Roger, I talked to him for a minute there. Maybe he needs you, Drab, to go back out to the tower or whatever you're doing.
Well, there's very little Roger can do. There's
I knew there was an issue
Roger.
When Daniel was here. Daniel's one of the engineers, and he gets here about 9.
Yeah, you never see him here this early.
Yeah, when I saw him at 5:40, okay, something's going on.
I mean, if we see Tom walk in the door before the first segment is over, then we know something serious is happening.
Tom likes to stroll in around 10:15.
And look, if that's his schedule, God bless him. That's great.
Yeah. The local news channels weren't on this morning.
Right.
I heard somebody complaining they couldn't read their teleprompters. I was laughing.
They are important. Buddies, when are we going to get teleprompters in here? I'd love a teleprompter right here.
I bet you guys
just to the world of ad lib.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah, you got one right there. Then you need to have your readers out.
No, I can see right here. If they're over by Valdez, I'd have trouble.
Can you imagine how big that font would be for Eric?
It's so big.
You know if it was like on the glass.
Drab, put that on the capital expenditure request form. Teleprompter, just stick it right behind the replay machines. It'll be right here.
I think I've only used the teleprompter when we did our ESPN pilot.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we used them.
I don't even know. Do you call that a teleprompter? When it's, I guess so.
We might have used them.
It's not like the presidential ones, which are clear.
We use them at some point.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
Zing teleprompter. That's the dream.
Well, you got a Zing teleprompter. Nick Valdez.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to wait for him to formulate it, stick it in my ear. I have to find the right spot to insert it.
You usually find a way.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to crowbar it in.
Right.
So was Colin Montgomery right about Tiger Woods? Did he have fun yesterday?
I don't think Manny had fun. I think it was a pretty difficult day out there.
You guys suck.
He just made birdie.
Say again?
He just made a birdie.
Yeah.
Now he's having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, ugly day.
I was on the golf course yesterday, actually, and we were talking about it. I mean, you just can't play four times a year. I don't care who you are. Yeah, I mean, you just can't play four times a year.
It's over, Johnny. I mean, that should be the takeaway from Tiger. Like,
if he's going to play four times a year, then it is over.
He's never going to compete at a high level in the majors.
I think if he played 8 to 10 times a year, we could have a discussion of maybe lightning in a bottle. But you can't play four times a year only the majors. You just can't do it.
Yeah, you play the toughest courses and you play the toughest fields.
You just can't
fields.
Do it. I hadn't played in 10 days and I could barely put my hands on a club.
Gimping around, gimpy.
I agree with him, though. He's walking around better than ever. So I happen to think.
He still gimps.
Yeah, but it's fine. He
actually does. His walk, his gait is better than.
He's gotten better.
I didn't think his round was that bad.
Yeah.
Number one, he can't putt anymore. Which is the most astonishing thing is that he's the best putter in golf, and now he can't putt. Very weird. But he got hoard on 11. Because you think about it, his back and knee, he's got to constantly move around, and he's waiting 20 minutes because the group ahead of him needs a ruling, and then he just pumps one into the gorse on 11 and makes double, has to re-tee. And then after that, it was just a complete snowball effect.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, not a good day yesterday. A good day today.
I'm actually encouraged for next year. Where are the majors?
Right.
All right. Good luck.
Now, there are a lot of people who struggled because some of our top picks in our golf pool are way down the list, like McIlroy and DeChambeau.
Right.
Yeah. And the guys who are playing later today in the afternoon are going to have to deal with the wind even more today, which kind of sucks because Rory's playing later today.
So Tiger Woods may have won the Zing game with Colin Montgomery, but Colin Montgomery was, at least in this one, proven right.
Oh, Tiger Woods wins ultimate scoreboard because Colin Montgomery has a big donut when it comes to majors. Right. I'd be Team Tiger there.
Colin Montgomery just needs to keep his mouth
shut. Yeah, that douche needs to shut up.
I mean, you're not going to find me praising Colin Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Tiger Woods mark, but I mean, when Colin Montgomery, who has as many majors as JP, starts yapping about Tiger, That's what he needs to just zip it.
Right now, Tiger Woods is 11 over, which is tied for 151st.
Right.
There's only four guys below.
But Tiger's response to at least Colin would be, at least I had the opportunity to play.
Right.
You didn't.
Yes.
Right. And he still has the opportunity to play, I think, at least until 60.
60.
Yeah.
He's 10 over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just birdied.
So okay. I'm looking at a scoreboard. I guess it's a couple minutes late. John Daly also 11 over.
Man, I wish I had Shane
Ernie
Lowry.
Els withdrew. We talked all about Ernie Els. He withdrew. So that's where Tiger Woods is.
Conditions are tough, man, especially when you're an older guy. You know.
Hey, Cam Smith. He got mentioned the other day by Anna, right?
Yeah.
And he won it just a couple years ago. He's
Tiger
10
beat
over
him yesterday.
Yep.
Anna, the richest woman in Annapolis, going to walk away with another $70 or $80 in her pocket?
Know. If Oberg misses the cut,
he's right on the line. He's on the line.
He's got the Shane dog.
I need him to have a good day. I think he'll bounce back a little bit.
All right, got to take a break. It is a Friday. We'll talk to our pal John Feinstein at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham, sports director of ABC7, is going to join us at 9 as the rookies have shown up for training camp for the Washington Commanders. So we will talk some Commanders with him. And Danita Johnson, who's the DC United president of business operations. She'll jump on at 9:45. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Next, we'll dive into the sports page. How concerning is Alex Sarr's shooting?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.